हरे कृष्णा। द फिकल माइंड मेक्स द इमूवेबल सोल मूव ऑल ओवर द यूनिवर्स। द भगवद गीता डिस्क्राइब्स मेनी इंट्रीगिंग क्वालिटीज ऑफ द सोल एंड वन ऑफ दोज इज दैट इट इज इमूवेबल। इन 2.24 इट स्टेट्स दैट अछेद्यो यमदः यो यम अखलेद्यो शोष्यैव च नित्यः सर्वगतः स्थाणुर अचलो यम सनातनः। सो मेनी क्वालिटीज आर डिस्क्राइब्ड। इट कैन नॉट बी बर्न्ड, इट कैन नॉट बी कट, इट कैन नॉट बी विदर्ड एंड लाइक दैट। वन ऑफ द क्वालिटीज अचलो यम, इट कैन नॉट बी मूव्ड, इट इज इमूवेबल। एंड येट द सेम भगवद्गीता लेटर टेल्स इन 14 चैप्टर एंड मेनी अदर प्लेसेस ऑल्सो इन 14.18 फ्रॉम फॉर एग्जाम्पल इट स्टेट्स ऊर्ध्वं गच्छन्ति सत्वस्था मध्ये तिष्ठन्ति राजसः जघन्यगुणवृत्तिस्था अधो गच्छन्ति तामसः। सो इट सेज ऊर्ध्वं गच्छन्ति, सोल गोज अप व्हेन सिचुएटेड इन गुडनेस। मध्ये तिष्ठन्ति राजसः, द सोल सेज वेर एवर इट इज दैट इज द मोड ऑफ पैशन। एंड अधो गच्छन्ति तामसः, इट गोज डाउन व्हेन द सोल इज सिचुएटेड इन द मोड ऑफ इग्नोरेंस। सो हियर क्लियरली द सोल इज टॉकिंग अबाउट going to various places. The Gita is talking about the soul going to various places. So first it says the soul is immovable and now it talks about soul going to various places. How is this to be understood? Actually, the same Gita which says that the soul is achala, it also talks about how next to the soul is the mind, and the mind is chanchala. In 6.34 it says chanchalam hi manah krishna pramati balavadranam tasyaham nigraham manye vayoriva sudushkaram. So chanchala, restless, fickle. So it's actually the soul's quality is the opposite of the mind's quality. Soul is achala, the mind is chanchala. Now the soul, when it is in material existence, its consciousness is directed primarily through the mind. So the mind is like the door for the consciousness of the soul to be rooted to the external world. And when the mind keeps moving, that means, say for example, if we have a TV channel which shows some things. So it shows one picture, then shows another picture, it shows another picture. Like that, the mind goes through various things, and then the soul starts desiring whatever is shown on the screen of the mind. And once the soul desires it, the soul starts chasing after it. So when it says soul cannot is immovable, that means it cannot be moved by anything except its own will. So when the soul gets attracted to something, the soul desires something, then it moves. So when the soul lives in goodness, it desires elevated joys, sublime joys, and therefore it rises to the mode of goodness. When the soul lives in ignorance, then it delights in bestial pleasures, and thus it descends down to lower levels of ignorance, lower strata of existence, which correspond to the modes of ignorance. So, the soul is movable by its own desire. And because presently the soul's desires are misidentified with the mind's desire, the soul keeps moving wherever the mind keeps moving. And in that way, we keep wandering in material existence. And the way to stop this is through the practice of yoga. In the 8th chapter, 9th verse, Krishna says that प्रयाण काले मनसाचलेन भ्रुवोर्मध्ये प्राणमावेश्य सम्यक् भक्त्यायुक्तो योगबलेन चैव विपरं स्थानम् उपैति चाद्यं। सो व्हाट इज सेड ओवर देयर इज दैट मनसा अचलेन, द मन दैट इज चंचल दैट हैज टू बी मेड अचल, एंड हाउ कैन दैट बी मेड अचल, भक्त्यायुक्तो योगबलेन चैव, बाय द practice of yoga infused with bhakti. The best way to do it is through the practice of bhakti yoga. So when we practice bhakti yoga, trying to fix the mind on Krishna, the mind will still wander here and there. But over a period of time, the mind will recognize that actually absorption in Krishna gives far more happiness than any other thing. And in that way, the mind, which is chanchala, will become sthira, will become focused. And when it becomes focused, it will, that connection with Krishna will make us joyful, and ultimately it will liberate us from material existence. Thank you. Hare Krishna.